Fine Cool Tech, January 20th, 2006. We are at the ATIA Exhibit Hall. ATIA is Assistive Technology Industry Association, and we're about to talk with a couple of people.
Okay.
I hope, anyway. Looking for the GW booth. I must be they're on aisle 9, so I'm taking the left down to the next aisle. Good boy. All right. Let's see what's over here.
Hello.
Hey, what booth are you?
I'm sorry?
What company are you guys?
ABIC. We have a low vision solution.
Okay. Is this row 9?
This is row 900, yes.
Okay. What booth number are you? I'm looking for GW Micro. Is that close to here, or Bookshare, either one?
Bookshare. Bookshare is this guy's right here.
Oh, okay. Great. Thanks. All right. Thank you, sir. Hey. How y'all doing?
Talking to a lady from Nancy. This is Lois from APH. She's one of our users.
Hi, Nancy. Nice to meet you.
This is Jake down here on Larry's right.
Yeah, he's my better half.
Yeah, no question there. We work really closely with Larry. Anyway, Steve's right behind me.
I think I've got one card left.
Okay.
I just got a brand new position.
Larry.
What's up, dude?
Not much.
Hey, where's GW?
Two more booths.
Okay. Be right back.
Okay.
Right. Hey, is this Freedom Scientific?
No, this is GW Micro.
How's it going?
Good.
Is Robert here?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's back here in this corner.
And you're who? Is this Freedom Scientific?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? I'm going to see if I could interview you about all your cool stuff over here.
All right. You want to get Doug and Dan and everybody
If everybody's got a sec, whenever y'all get some free time.
All right. Well, I think Doug is talking to somebody right now, but I guess as soon as he gets some
all right.
Be good.
Cool.
I've told Jeremy and Dan and Doug just got here, so I haven't told him yet, but I hold on just a second.
I'll break the news to him. Y'all been busy this morning?
Actually, the school came by, the Florida school.
Nice.
They're looking at 10 to 30 Braille cents now.
Wow, beautiful. Did you hear their band playing the other night?
Yeah, I did.
That was good. Pretty good.
Larry has this thing, it's called Line Cool Tech. It's like
a podcast
type thing.
Okay.
And you wanted to interview all of us to put up on this podcast.
Yeah, just a real informal, just
and
tell us what's new.
He swore that he would endorse that Windows is the best computer out there in the world.
I'm already doing that on my podcast. Hey, Doug, how are you, buddy?
Oh, it's Dan.
Yep.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah. Doug just walked off with Jay Leventhal. He's coming right back.
Okay. Dan, every time I see you, I'm always reminded. I think it was in Houston. Robert, you'd love this story. My daughter Shelley, who's 23 or 24 now, she thought Dan's son was hot, boy.
Oh, yeah?
And they were, what, 11 years old or something?
Puppy love.
Yeah.
She hung around with Matt. Matt was into video games, and he always liked computers and technology, but... Yes, I remember. I do remember that.
What's he doing now?
He's actually still in college. He worked for like a year at a bank. He's real interested in economics. He's studying that when he's
I'll be darned.
Actually, we tell people he's in Alcatraz. He's working as a waiter in a restaurant called Alcatraz in Indianapolis.
Shelly's working as a waitress, in fact, really? While she's in college. Yeah.
That's cool. That's funny. I'll let him know. Yeah, there's Doug right behind him.
Hey, Doug.
Now?
If we can.
Sure.
Hey, Doug.
Yes. Hey, Larry.
Man, have you heard of Blind Cool Tech podcast?
Dan Chicken said yes. No,
well, the answer is yes.
There were a few things on the list about it.
It's a, you know what a podcast is,
yeah.
Right? Well, I'm doing one. Actually, I'm recording right now, and I wanted to interview you guys about the cool, just real informal.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
So this is Doug. I always call him G.O. Frey because that's the way the synthesizer used to say it. G.O. Frey and Scutcheon, right? And Robert Miller in the middle and Dan Warwick on the left. Yep. And
Jeremy Curry's off to your right.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
Larry Skukine. Doing a podcast here for Blind Cool Tech. And just wanted to, I love 5.5, man. I totally switched over, just to let you know. Because I was on the fence. But
I'm glad the wind was blowing right there.
It wasn't an accident, I'm sure. But if you would, could you just tell what we've got is average blind people that are actually, I think it's actually fairly intelligent group that listens to this. They've got to be pretty smart. And just wanted to get a kind of an overview of the new WindowWise 5.5 and the Braille Sense or whatever else you want to talk about. It's real informal, no editing. So, you know, just go for it.
Sure. You take Braille Sense over there? Not
sure. We're the Braille Sense, of course, a Braille note taker. It's sort of like a Braille PDA. If you're familiar with note takers, you know some of the capabilities already. What's special about the Braille Sense, first of all, the price is $49.50. And at ATIA, we just announced that from now until the end of July, with every Braille Sense, the user will get a free one-year membership to Bookshare.
Okay.
So that's included with the Braille Sense, no additional charge.
And presumably that means the Braille Sense supports Bookshare DAISY format.
Okay.
Yep, that was just one of the recent features they added, I think, in the last update.
Cool.
Not that everybody was hustling trying to get that working just right, but yes, it's working just right. And supports DAISY books. And we think that's a really important feature of Braille Sense, be able to carry a book around with you, put it on a USB stick, plug it into the Braille Sense, or a CF card, plug it into the Braille Sense, downloading. Braille Sense has media buttons right on the front, so it's very easy to take notes. It's got CF ports, two USB ports, infrared ports. It's got parallel serial built-in Ethernet. Anyways, built-in Ethernet.
VGA, I noticed on the back of it.
Yes, and it has an LCD display on top. So anyone right now with an LCD display, so if you have a sighted coworker, or if it's a sighted teacher, a blind student, parents, or whatever the circumstance, the LCD is cool. And what's on the LCD matches the Braille.
Oh, nice.
Even, like it will say, if you're in a word processor and you go to the file menu, it'll say new, enter in, you know, so you know what the hotkeys are, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's also on the LCD.
And one cool thing about it having the LCD display, you can also plug a USB keyboard into the unit, so it makes an excellent device for communicating with a deaf blind person.
Good point.
Or a blind person who is, you know, a sighted person that can't speak.
Yeah, nice.
That's really terrific. We've got local husband and wife customers that come into our office every so often, and he is sighted and deaf, and she is deaf and blind, and they sign back and forth to each other. And it's, of course, a struggle for them just day-to-day types of things. You go into McDonald's and any event. She loved it. She sat down, and she knew right away at the Braille site. She understood it right away what was happening. She was entering in Braille and reading in Braille, and I'm sighted, and I'm looking at the LCD screen. So it was terrific.
Robert and I were looking at it last night on the media playing stuff, and it's very logical command structure, very nice and responsive.
It's just like we try to compare it to Windows. There's far function keys, but I like to think of them as the Windows key, the Alt key, the Tab key, the Escape key.
Okay.
And it's just multitasking, and I can press the Alt and Tab function keys effectively and move from application to application. And because of multitasking, it means I can be in a classroom and I can be recording, making a digital recording directly to a USB stick, let's say, that lecture, and at the same time be in the word processor and taking notes.
Very nice.
And at the same time, I can go on the web page and download files and all kinds of things.
And I've actually got it on the web this morning, Larry. We went in and manually set the IPs and stuff.
Oh.
And we're actually online.
Okay, cool. Did you check out Blind Cool Tech?
I haven't yet.
He was going to right away.
Yeah.
We're
going
to be on there this afternoon.
Those are the highlights.
It's running Windows CE?
Right.
And what is it, an 18-cell display on it?
32.
Okay.
Display.
And I notice it has routing buttons above each cell, so that's pretty...
It's got routing buttons above each cell, and it also has some markers, which are really handy. And this is, you know, when low-tech does the job, it's terrific.
Absolutely.
Small dots every five cells. So
okay.
You can find 5, 10, 15.
Yeah.
It is terrific.
That's a great idea.
The scroll, left and right scroll buttons. When you're reading, you can then press that button, scroll down. But you can swap those. So that the left button really goes down instead of up.
I'm
just reading Braille with only my right hand, then I can press that left button to go down a line, and so on and so on.
And you can also press both buttons at the same time, and it automatically scrolls the Braille. And you can use dot 6 or dot 3 to increase or decrease the rate that it scrolls, and that's a pretty neat feature.
Yeah, that is nice.
And if you turn the scroll voice on, it'll scroll the Braille and read to you, and it stays in sync.
Okay.
So that the Braille is not behind the speech or ahead of the speech.
Yeah.
It stays right together, which is pretty neat.
Oh, nice. And I was kind of talking to Robert about this last night. I guess this is all self-voicing applications that are, we're not going to be able to go and download some CE app and run it on there.
That's correct.
Right. And do you guys have some kind of plan for releasing other kinds of software for it to expand out?
There are other discussions. I guess I can't really say too much about that, but yeah, this is not the one and only. Yeah, no, this is a beginning for us. It's a very good start. We work very closely with the developers. The company that manufactures is called HIMS, and we're certainly helping them with the interface and with all the instructions. We rewrote the manual from scratch. We redesigned the user interface, helped them with that.
Nice.
So we're very involved with the development of GirlSense and any other future products or revisions that might come along.
And the response from him when suggestions are made, because I'm on the beta team, so I'm kind of right up in there, you know, with what's going on. Within a week or two, you know, we ask for features and they're there.
Nice.
Some of them are more complicated and going to take longer, but, you know, simple things that would make, say, the word processor a little more user-friendly or Bluetooth connection or something like that.
Yeah.
They're really good about getting that stuff out.
Well, I must compliment you on that user interface. We were kind of playing around with it a little bit last night. I hadn't been through it in depth, but it looks very intuitive.
Sure.
And the command structures are logical. I really like it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
And another thing, too, is if other people are out there using, like, use a Millennium or a Braille Light or even the Braille Note, a lot of the chord commands that are used are the same. So most people that I've seen that had experience with those can pick the Braille Sense up, and within a matter of, you know, 5 minutes or whatever, they're moving around pretty good with the unit.
You know, a bit of history on those chords. I remember one day back in the 80s, I believe it was, might have been early 90s, Fred Gazzoni, Dean Blasi, Wayne Thompson, and I were sitting in Fred's office, and we came up with that whole command structure in about an hour.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? And it's lasted 15 years.
Yep, sometimes logic helps.
Yep. Anything else about Braille
Sense?
I think
those are really the real highlights.
One real good feature, too, is it has a removable battery.
I was going to ask you about the time on that charge, too.
I think they say 12 hours is advertised. I would say 10 is real safe.
And that's like hard use, like playing music and browsing and stuff, yeah?
But it is a variable. It's not set in stone. It's not in writing, you know.
Yeah.
Because if you've got a wireless connection going all the time, that's very different. And you can turn the LCD screen off very easily. Yeah. You can turn the voice off.
Yeah.
So, all that works real well and changes the battery life.
Yeah. And Robert was telling me it's a user replaceable battery, so you can carry an extra one around with you. That's nice.
The number one repair on note takers is changing the battery.
Is that right?
That's the greatest. Yep. And so, and this one you can just unplug it and plug in another one. So it's very easy to troubleshoot.
And very ergonomically pleasing to look at and to type on, I might say.
Well, you can just tell when you touch and hold the unit, it's quality.
Yeah, you sure can.
Real durable, sturdy unit.
Now, I like the different shapes of the buttons, too, and the separation. It's very handy that way.
Yeah, I've had a lot of compliments on the keyboard.
Yeah.
On the Braille keyboard. People like the touch or the travel of the keys.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. Well, what about Window Eyes?
The first thing, Doug is actually talking with Judy Dixon right now.
I'm going to catch her, too.
Yes. Window Eyes released 5.5 not too long ago, a couple months ago. 5.5 really focused on Microsoft Excel.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I like to explain to people is, and this seems real simple, but for those using Window Eyes, we have a hotkey. When you're on the internet, insert tab. And you press that keystroke, and this page navigation dialog comes up. And you can choose, I want to hop to a link or a table or a form or whatever on that web page.
I did not know that.
Insert tab is terrific.
Yeah,
use that.
Hey.
Go on, and it works in IE, and it works in Mozilla Firefox.
Okay.
Now, with 5.0, we use that same concept for Microsoft Word. So if I'm in Microsoft Word, I press that same key. Now I get a list of Word attributes or objects, comments, hyperlinks, all kinds of information about Word.
Yeah.
And it works very similar to the internet. And so that then, again, becomes very, very powerful. We carried that through to Microsoft Excel.
Okay.
So now when you're in Excel, you press Insert Tab, the same thing, and you bring up this dialog box, and I can easily jump to cells, specific parts of the spreadsheet, the charts, comments, hyperlinks. It's a very powerful keystroke. It makes it very, very simple. And we plan to carry on with this consistent design so that people, even though that dialog is different from Excel than it is on the internet, people get used to that same interface, that same method of navigating. With Excel, we have setting up headers, totals. It's very, very simple.
I can
press a hotkey. Let's say I go to the upper left cell, because a lot of times that's, the top row might be a header. Maybe the first column might be a header. So I move there, I hit a hotkey, and I can easily define that as a header for rows and columns.
Okay.
Likewise with totals, I can press a hotkey and assign that very simply.
Oh, so it'll just read it out as you change the data that affects that
cell? Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
I don't have to create a special set file.
Yeah.
But those settings can be saved specifically for each spreadsheet.
Okay.
And someone can send the spreadsheet to their friend and have those same Window Eyes settings
I'll be darned.
Work for them just as well. I can have monitor cells so that I can monitor specific parts of the spreadsheet. What that means is maybe there's not the grand total, but other totals that I might want to hit a hotkey and read those from time to time. I might want them to automatically read anytime they change. So those may not necessarily be a total, but some other part of the spreadsheet that I want to monitor.
Okay.
Besides Excel, we offer new menu levels. Now, somebody's buying WindWise for the first time today, and they get 5.5, and they install it, they're going to be set up as a beginner. Mm-hmm. And their menus are going to be limited. They're not going to have all the options appear in the menus. It's much simpler. All the features are still there. They're just not going to be aware of them because they won't find them in the menus. They can move to them beginner to intermediate to advanced. And when they're advanced, then it looks like all the menus that people are familiar with from past versions. We support Firefox. I mentioned that. And all the features of Firefox. We're the only screen reader to fully support Firefox, especially with DHTML applications. And those are very brand new, very emerging to have web-based applications that are accessible.
Can you give us some websites where we can check out some of those?
Oh, yes. Let me look at my computer.
All right. One thing that threw me about the new WindWise, I was actually doing a podcast, and I went to switch to another frame. You guys changed the frame command.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it until somebody called in and told me.
Yep, there's been a few changes. I think one of the other things is like a lot of people got confused with saving set files, whether they were global or local.
Yeah.
So they've changed that some, so it's not as confusing.
Okay. I like that. I like those MSA, or I guess it's called Browse now, under Verbosity, where you can make it quit saying link and stuff, and summarizing the headings. And
or
stuff.
You can have it say link before or after.
There's
a lot of Verbosity options that have changed. Well, even between 5.0 and 5.5.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of good features in there. It's just. And I like it because, you know, the whole screen reader is so logical. Like Dan was saying, it's, you know, they're trying to be consistent throughout all the applications that you use.
So. Yeah. How's Mr. Harley doing? What's going on, big guy? You're not even looking at Jake this morning. He's got his head the other way. That is a big dog.
He says, I'm in work mode now.
I was telling Roger that we were going to meet you last night before we went to dinner, and I said, he's got this big German Shepherd. And Roger, oh, yeah, I've seen him around.
Yeah. I've got that. It's I didn't want to say the wrong webpage, but it is Mozilla.org.
Okay.
/access/DHTML. I guess it couldn't be any easier. Mozilla.org/access/DHTML.
Great.
And someone just walked up, and I'm going to speak with them for a little
while.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dan.
You're very welcome.
Another thing, too, Larry, that GW did, I think, just went online either yesterday or the day before. They've totally revamped their webpage.
Oh, yeah.
So if, you know, people hadn't been out there a while, they might want to check it out. I think it's much more user-friendly. Things are real easy to find.
Okay.
A lot of good audio and a lot of good information on that webpage.
Yeah, actually, GW had a podcast out as they were in beta with
Yes,
this.
They did.
Yeah, I was subscribed to that. It was pretty interesting.
And I think they may still have some stuff on there.
I haven't seen anything come through in a couple of months, but it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Well, are anything else that's really cool that we don't know about on 5.5?
That pretty much covers everything that, you know, that I know of. I'm not a real strong XL user myself.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much covers most of the stuff that I'm aware of. Every once in a while you find something in there that you didn't know.
Yeah, it seems a bit snappier in IE even, doesn't it to you?
Yeah, and that's kind of been a thing coming along with every upgrade, you know. They're just getting more stable and performance is, you know, getting better.
Right.
Good solid screen reader.
Well, all right, man.
All right.
I guess I'll mosey on down the road. Good seeing you.
All right, man.
Dude. Take care.
All right.
You ready, Jakey?
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
You want to see if we can do Blind Cool Tech? I'll see if I'm still online over here.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be a great demo for the Braille Sense.
Harley, get up out of the way. Let me move down that other side of the chair. Over here, please.
Back over here.
You don't have him a little doghouse under there?
No. Got him chained to a chair.
Bubba chained to one of those little plastic chairs one time, and he took off. Chair behind him and all.
Come on over this way, Jerry. The table's right over here.
All right.
Let's see.
Okay, we're going to sleep. Let's wake her up.
All righty.
That's my default.
Oh, is that those bows?
Yeah.
They do sound good.
All right.
Have a seat, little buddy.
That's my default.
Oh, you're a good doggy.
I think we just came on the seat.
Y'all on wireless?
Yeah.
Which a convention center connection?
Yeah. Are you recording now?
Yep. So no cursing.
ID folder. Web browser.
I just restarted the unit. I'm going to wait. I should hear my little bing here in a little bit.
Okay.
If it goes online, the wireless here is kind of spotty. There.
It is. Yeah.
All right.
ID folder. Web browser. ID folder. Web browser.
Somebody's Windows is connecting and disconnecting on there.
ID folder. Web browser. File manager. File manager.
I'm going to reset this. For some reason, I'm hung up in the web browser in the task manager. So
okay.
Give me just a second here.
And you were telling me last night a person can hit cord Z and they'll get back to the main menu.
Actually, cord Z is the command to exit from an application.
Oh, okay.
I always sort of remember it as zap.
Yeah, okay.
But to go to the main menu, you press the F1 key on either side of the space bar. You have two function keys on each side. On the left side, you have F1, F2. On the right side, you have F3 and F4. So F1 will, no matter if you're in word processor or whatever, pressing F1 will bring you back into the main menu.
Okay.
I didn't hear a little beep yet. So.
Y'all been busy this morning?
Yeah, I've actually been pretty busy this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Busier than yesterday.
Access point folder. No item 0/0.
Wireless is down.
Sure is.
Let me see. Hold on.
Status folder. At no device. Signal intensity folder.
Okay. No, that's not the problem.
Set up internet. Wireless LAN card inserted. Set up internet.
Now we have device.
Okay.
Network status. Set up internet. Wireless LAN 4/4.
I gotta look at that.
Access
there it goes.
Wonderland.
I gotta look at this.
That's 71 dB on
microphone. You're amazingly small.
Yeah, but there's a big subwoofer down under the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought they had a little more oomph to them than this size indicates.
Start web browser.
That's amazing.
All right. We're going on now.
Easy talk computer, slash computers for the
computer. All right, I'm going to do a space W, which is open your URL. Also, you could do, I think, enter U, but W is easy to remember because everybody thinks of www.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
URL.
HTTP. B-L-I-N-D.
L.
C-O-O-L-T-E-C-H.
Yep. .com.
Loading page right now, and what it will do on the braille display, it'll show you a percentage.
Oh, okay.
As it loads the page. And we're at 90% right now. Okay. We're still sitting at 90 here for some reason.
And what was that that just said wireless connection?
That's a laptop sitting behind you.
Okay.
It's also on the internet. We're at 95 now.
So it's, yeah, it's a big web page. Okay. It's like about 100K. Yeah, I gotta divide that up. It's one of my goals for the early part of this year.
Yeah.
White Wolfhead Podcast.
Hey.
Link. Oh. Link. Subscribe. Link. 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 Ask questions. Link. Submissions.
I'm just tabbing over.
Link. Contact.
Is there any particular place you want me to go?
I think the next tab's gonna get into the podcast.
Okay.
Link. Credits.
One more. Sorry.
Link. Dropbox on the iRiver.
Okay, this is Rockbox on the iRiver.
Yep. I think the next one's the ATIA.
Link. John Gardner interview.
Yeah, John Gardner interview.
Okay, so if we hit enter here, it should open it.
Yep.
All right, we'll see what happens.
And it should sound pretty good on these Bose speakers.
File download dialog box. File name folder. Easy to confirm.
Okay.
File name folder.
Okay, now what it basically did is it downloaded that file.
Yeah.
And it'll be in my download directory.
Okay. So I think, it didn't do it yet, did it? And it asked
me
to save it.
Yeah, I'm going to go to confirm. And I'm going to press enter here.
All right.
Okay, yeah, and now it's showing me the amount that's transferred right now. I have 237, 280, 78.
Now, Robert, while it's doing this, can you go back and browse like you can in IE while it's downloading?
Let's see. I'll do an Alt-Tab, or I'll do, my Alt-Tab, which is my F2 and F3.
Okay.
That's my default web number.
Okay.
ID polling, web number.
I guess not. Doesn't put it as a separate processor.
Right. And it's still sitting here. This file is 16,370K, and it's showing me right now I'm at 1340.
Oh, we're going to be here a minute then.
Yeah. Took a while.
Yeah, it's about 17 megs.
It's actually downloading right now at 27.2 kb a second.
And this is all right on the Braille?
Right on the Braille display, yeah.
Can you get that info in the speech, too?
Let's see.
If you were to go back to the main menu and hit web browser again, would it open up a new?
I don't think it will let me run the same program twice.
Okay. But you could go into word processor.
Yeah, it's not Firefox on here. And all the applications on here are written by him.
Yeah.
So they're not trimmed down versions of the Pocket PC stuff or anything like that.
Yeah. What about Office compatibility in the word processor?
It works with doc files. However, some of the more complex formatting stuff is not in there, like underline and bolding.
Okay.
But it is coming.
Yeah. And it'll read a Word document even?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even a fairly complex one?
Yeah. Now, I haven't really played around with one as, like a lot of tables and different things inserted. But I would imagine it would probably strip most of that stuff out.
Okay. Where are you at on your download now?
We're at 3902.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a while to go. How long is the interview?
However long we want it. You want to talk about something else while it's downloading, or you want me to come back? I really would love to hear this on these good speakers this.
Okay. How long do you think it will take to download it? I'm just hoping the wireless don't whack out on us in the middle.
I gotta go over here to Bookshare for a second.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Should be done by the time I get back. We'll just play it.
Okay. Cool.
Those. How much were those Bose speakers?
I think they were like $249.
Not
for
bad.
A pair. And actually, if you can find a Bose outlet store.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they have refurbs or something that somebody had sent back, and you can get them at a lot less, and it comes with the full warranty as if they were new items. So if you're lucky and they had them in stock, you might pick them up for a couple hundred or something.
Picked up some Klipsch 5.1 surround sound speakers here a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they sound good.
Oh, you want to hear some music on them?
Sure, yeah.
Well, I can do that while we're doing this, I think.
Bio Manager.
Let's see.
Yeah, I wish we could play one of those humorous things for Blind Cool Tech that we heard last night, but they're probably a little risque.
Yeah. We might get in trouble.
See? Get right with the man, let rabbit know this, like rabbit fist bump.
Here's a good one.
Get right with the man.
Yeah, this is a Johnny Van Zant and a guy from 38 Special that used to play rock, and now they do sort of country, but sort of southern rock music. It's pretty cool.
I'll be darned.
02, nobody gonna tell me. What the 32?
Yeah, 38 Special. Reminded me of Lynyrd Skynyrd a lot. Why does Lynyrd Skynyrd keep coming up at this conference?
I don't know.
I had a conversation with somebody the other night.
Yeah.
Give me three steps or something.
Is it done?
Did the download finish?
No, I don't. I wanted the damn thing that went off the wireless fiber.
The TFT 767. SID pull. Red Wizard. Link. Contact delivery. SID pull. Red Wizard. Link. File manager. Left is. Database folder 1/8. Upload folder 2. The root of HDN 1/7.
Not in here, man.
Easy time analog.
Let me on
it. It can have like a milk. Listen to PHP 6. Run to PHP 7/7.
I'm pretty sure that's the folder it would be.
SID pull. Red Wizard.
Let's see if it put it in media. Hold on just a second.
File manager. Left is. Left is.
Hey, it'll probably tell you where it is if you try to download it again.
Let me see.
Hey, Mario. I might have to call you back. I've only got like one bar on my cell phone. Yeah, I'm already outside. I'll call right back, okay? Well, actually, okay. Talk to you in a sec. Okay.
Let's we're on. Well, 5% on my web page right now. We may not be. I think we lost our wireless. Yeah, see, we lost our wireless.
Sure did. Darn. Yeah, kind of a little flaky, isn't it?
I'm going to go to this one that they gave us, the router here that we've got. Okay. And let me see if I can get the file and come back and check with me.
All right, man.
I'll go back. And that's the one you want to do, the John Gardner one, right?
Yeah, okay. That'll be a good one.
All right,
see you in a little bit.
All right.
Left. Good boy. Hi.
How are you?
Great. Is this RFB&D?
No, this is Bookshare.
I'm just kidding. And you are who?
I'm Susie with Bookshare.
Susie, hi. Larry Skukon. Nice to meet you.
Hi, I've heard of you before.
I'm recording, so don't talk too bad about me, okay?
Okay, well, anything that I heard was from Steve Gomez.
Oh, don't believe anything he says. Yeah, I was going to see if I could do an interview with you and for a podcast that we've been doing, and just see if you could tell us, you know, what's new.
Absolutely.
And exciting about Bookshare.org. And,
sure.
All right. And you're new at Bookshare, right?
I'm about 6 months new.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think in this industry, it's pretty new because everybody knows each other, it seems like,
yeah.
For 10, 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it seems.
Small group of people.
Absolutely.
And what do you do at Bookshare?
So I was hired this last spring to manage school and group accounts.
Oh, okay.
So I do a lot of outreach and communication with schools, institutions, and groups.
That's
with Bookshare. We're somewhat new, about a little over a year into serving schools and institutions.
Uh-huh.
So we've been talking to a lot of them since we've been here.
I'll bet.
A lot of them that work with us.
So are y'all making some significant changes in that aspect of the service with the group accounts and stuff?
We're working on it, but we're finding that there's a really large market. There's a lot of schools out there that really are appreciating Bookshare because they're out there scanning in their books and they have very limited time and resources.
Sure.
So we're happy to hear folks coming over to us saying, well, you guys are godsend.
That's what I say about you, too.
And we thank God you're around, and we're hoping that we can do more outreach.
Great.
A lot more folks that could learn about us and what we can do for them to save them a lot of time and effort.
Okay. Can you tell us about anything that's new or about to be new?
Well, something that's kind of exciting and new that we're getting a lot of great feedback on is that we just acquired the New York bestsellers collection.
Really?
Yeah. So
the New York Times bestseller?
New York bestsellers. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what you said. I just wasn't familiar. It's just what is that? That's a New York is a publishing company or?
No, that's just I think yearly
them, or?
Actually, I don't know. We could actually go online and find out.
Hey, let's do that. Is Ray Kurzweil's new book on there? The Singularity is Near?
I don't know. You can look and see. New York Times bestsellers available on bookshare.org, including December 2005 bestsellers. Let's see what it says.
What's on for December? What's the top 10?
December. Team of Rivals. The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln by Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Oh, I'm going to read that.
Cash, the Autobiography by Patrick Carr and Joni Cash.
I'd like to read that, too. Like that. Yeah, that was a great movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
That Reese Witherspoon is awesome as June Carter. I mean, awesome.
I've heard it's a wonderful movie. Let's see, next book. By Billy Crystal. Wow.
I'll be darned.
Didn't know he was writing.
Me neither.
Teacher Man, a memoir by Frank McCourt.
Oh, he's the guy that did Angela's Ashes.
Yeah. And then we've got Anne Rice here. Christ the Lord out of Egypt. This is a novel. There's a lot of controversy around that one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The Regime, Evil Advances Before They Were Left Behind by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye.
Oh, that's a part of the Left Behind series, I'll bet.
And then Our Endangered Values by Jimmy Carter.
Oh, that's a must-read.
Good one. The Lighthouse by P.D. James. The Truth with Jokes
that
by L. Franken.
The Lighthouse cannot be a bestseller. That is the most boring book I ever read.
So you read it. You
back in college,
it?
I had
maybe
to.
Maybe it's a... I think these are new books, though.
P.D. James has been dead for years.
Maybe it's a mistake.
Maybe something different. Yeah. Oh, well, I might check that out. Okay.
Al Franken, The Truth with Jokes. I guess that could be interesting.
Yeah, it does sound good.
He's a funny guy. A Feast for Crows by George R.R. Martin. Hmm. And A Breath of Snow and Ashes by Diana Gabaldon.
Okay. I presume every month we're going to see January 2006 on there at some point.
Well, I think we're going to have to keep it up, right?
Yeah, now that you've got our appetite whetted there.
Yeah, we have a few people come and say, oh, you got the New York Times.
Yeah, that is cool.
So that's new.
Oh, for Harry Potter. That's funny.
We're not supposed to discuss that relationship yet, but we're going to be getting a lot of really great books.
Oh, cool.
Guys.
When's that supposed to happen?
We're working on it right now. You might even want to ask Janice about that.
Okay.
She's there. But we're hoping that within the next few months that we're going to get a large majority of them.
And you're getting the files directly from them, so they won't be scanned
or
anything.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, we're getting digital files. So
nice.
It should be really nice little books.
Yeah.
Great.
I'll be looking forward to Baltimore. It's really funny.
Yeah.
But okay.
That's what we have to call them. But.
And so that's lots of good, new, interesting information.
And, Larry, what do you do with the APH if you don't mind one?
Well, my title is research scientist. I work in the research department developing technology.
So you're a geek?
All the way. I live, breathe, and eat it. Yep.
You're amongst your colleagues here. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and Bookshare is one of my primary sources for getting down to the nuts and bolts of geeky stuff from those good O'Reilly books.
I was going to say, you're reading our O'Reilly books.
they are awesome because you know they're some of the best DAISY formats because you can navigate like from section to section in the books. Really, I mean, to you as a sighted person, it's kind of yawn, but as a blind person, trying to find a specific section of a book has always been problematic.
Oh, with the O'Reilly, the digital files now?
Yeah, you can go through them by, like, so if you just want to drill down through the chapters and you see maybe chapter 3 is whatever you're reading, you can open it up and go to 3.1, 3.2, and just, you know, drill through the contents and you get to where you want and you can start reading right there.
So you're saying it is laid out really well?
Yeah, very nice. Yep.
Yeah, I've actually read a couple of Pearl books.
Pearl, yeah, I've been doing Pearl and PHP.
Pearl and CGI.
Yeah. Oh, you're a geek too, huh?
Not really.
A geek wannabe.
I have a funny background. I have an art degree, but it's in digital media, so I had to do a project with writing code. But of course, I did really funky, weird stuff that was not practical in any sense, but interesting and fun.
I bet. Digital media as in video or audio or both?
Well, my degree covered all those aspects, but okay. There was a certain class that we took where we were actually using programming to make art with. So I made a browser that when you type in a URL, instead of showing you the web page, you would, based on the extension of the website, you would get a colored dot.
Okay.
So, and it would just keep rhizoming out.
Yeah.
And so you get this really never-ending long page, which is funky dots. And when you click on the dot, it would actually take you to the page. So just
okay.
A different way of visualizing.
Yeah.
So it's more like visualization.
Neat.
Way to look at the media.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to go check out Blind Cool Tech then, and that's a digital media. These podcasts are, and if you look there tomorrow, you'll be able to hear yourself on there.
How do I find it?
Just on the web, blindcooltech.com.
Blindcooltech.com. Does Steve know about that?
Oh yeah, he's on a couple of them.
Okay.
And we've done a few of them on Bookshare and done some demos. And
yeah, let's check it out and see what's going on.
All right.
Since you're recording.
Well, hey, Ann. Well, nice meeting you.
Nice
I'll see you
too.
Later. Take care.
Bye.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Larry, did you want to talk?
Yeah. Actually, I'll be right back.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. Good boy. Hey, Robert? Robert? Oh, that's a good idea. I think I'll join him. Good boy. His name is Jake.
Hey, Jake.
You are welcome to pet him if you're so inclined.
I would love to.
I'll warn you, he might lick you now. He's a little funny about that.
Susie, I'd like to get Larry and Jake. This is Carrie.
Aww.
Mr. Science Project.
Susie.
So John O'Keefe or whatever his name is going to be here about 12:30. We can sit down and talk to him if you want.
Who's he?
Oh, cool. You know what? That's one of the science dudes.
John? Oh, man, I just got a brain flush.
Well, I'm going to run out here and I'm trying to catch up with Robert Miller. They just said he stepped out to take a smoke, which sounds like a great idea.
There you go.
Catch you later, man.
10:30, where are you going to be at 12:30? Your booth?
I can be anywhere.
Well, why don't you come by here at 12:30?
Is that lunch? Is that when lunch is?
Yeah, that's when lunch starts.
All right, I'll do that. I don't have to be there till 2:30. Okay. All right, man. See you in a little bit. Bye-bye. Nice seeing you. Of course. Bye. No, let's go straight. Let's go. You can't go straight? Jay. Go. There you go. Right. Go straight. All right. Left. 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 That's a good doggy. There you go, little buddy. Good boy. Let's go left. That's it, little buddy. Robert. It's raining out here.
I know. I wasn't expecting that either.
I was looking for another one of those 80 degree days. I get used to that.
I flew in from Phoenix, though. I haven't seen any rain. It hadn't rained in Phoenix for 90 days.
Is that right?
I don't know if it's rained since I left. It's been 90 days before I left.